We're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to talk to us about the brachos that one says before and after Kriyat Shema. In the previous Mishnah Gimel, we had briefly mentioned that if a person misses the Zman for Kriyat Shema, he's lo hifsid, he doesn't lose out on something, and we said that was the brachos he doesn't learn lose out on. And the reason why he didn't lose out on those brachos in the previous Mishnah is because the brachos that surround Kriyat Shema aren't actually Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMitzvah. Meaning they're not brachas that say, Asher Kiddushan b'mitzvoso v'tivanu al Kriya Shema. They're brachas actually of Shevach and Hodah, brachas that generally praise and thank Hashem for various things. And because of that, they're not strictly tied in and connected to the Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Dal is going to say, B'shachem avarach shtayim lefaneh v'achas lacharea. In the morning recitation of Kriya Shema, we're going to have two brachas before Kriya Shema and one afterwards. The Gemara asks right away why the Mishnah here starts talking about Kriya Shema of the morning before the evening, when the Masechta started Meimas Ikorin Sashma Ba'arvis in the evening first. Like the Pasuk says, Uvashach Bacha Vukumecha, night comes before day, and similarly, it also says in the Kriya Sa'olam, Vayir Ve'boker, night becomes before day. And the Gemara gives a couple answers, but the simpler answer we'll say for now is that since the Gemara and the previous Mishnayos were dealing with the daytime, we had said night and then gone to day, since we're on the topic of daytime Kriya Shema, we will continue on talking about the morning Kriya Shema. So we talk about that one first. So it says that there are two before and one afterwards, and Uve Erev, in the evening, when we say Kriya Shema at nighttime, Shtayim Lefaneh, there are two brachas before, Ushtayim Leachareh, and two brachas after Kriya Shema. For a total of seven, three in the morning, four in the evening. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says those seven brachas together are to become the pasuk that says Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha, the pasuk in Tilam Kufiates, that seven times in a day I'll praise you. And these are the seven brachas. Now, if you study the structure of these brachas, you're going to see right away, you're familiar with them because you say them every day, that the brachas in the morning and evening parallel one to the other. So the first of the brachas we say in the morning is Yotzer Hamoros, praising Hashem for creating the luminaries and really the lights, even of creation itself, and the other kochos in creation. And the second bracha is Ahava Rabba, at least according to Nusach Ashkenaz. Ahava Rabba speaks about how Hashem loves us and has given us His Torah, has chosen us to give us His Torah. Now, these two brachas have an interesting relationship, that they're called brachos. The second is called the bracha smuch l'chaverta, a second bracha, the bracha is abutting adjacent to its friend, meaning the second bracha comes on the heels of the first, and it's almost piggybacking on the first bracha. That is to say that while the first bracha starts out Baruch Ata Hashem, the second bracha doesn't. There's no Baruch Ata Hashem in the Ava Rabba. It starts Ava Rabba, of course. So how is that possible? Because the second bracha being a bracha smuch l'chaverta, a bracha that's abutting its friend, two in a series, the second piggybacks on the first Baruch Ata Hashem. So while the first bracha, the bracha of Yotzer Hamoros, starts with Baruch Ata and ends again Baruch Ata, the second bracha, Ava Rabba, doesn't start with Baruch Ata, it only ends Baruch Ata. Look in the Seder, you'll see more carefully. So those two are package deal, in a sense, both halachli, being a samach l'chaverta, as well also conceptually, because the first one talks about the creation, that the world speaks of Hashem's creation, and we're recognizing that Hashem creates day and night, and everything that controls the physical world. The second bracha talks about not just creation, but the Jew's role inside creation, that Hashem chose us, special, to have a special role in creation. The first talking about creation, the second talking about the revelation, Hashem choosing us and giving us the Torah. The third bracha is the bracha after Kriya Shema, that's the bracha Emes V'Yatziv, and talks about Geula, about redemption. We talk about Hashem taking us out of Egypt and so. And from there, we segue straight into the Shemona Esrei. It just will end, of course, Gal Yisrael. The evening brachos, there are two before and two after it, they parallel exactly the same. If you look at the chart I'm showing you here, or you see the chart that I upload to the WhatsApp group, the website, the first of the two brachos in the evening is Ma'ariv Aravim. And again, it starts with Baruch Ata and ends Baruch Ata. So that's also my creation, how Hashem brings on the evening, as well as creates all the forces that run nature, switching from day to nighttime. So again, creation theme. The second bracha following it, Ahavas Olam, in Nusach Ashkenaz, the eternal love Hashem has for us. Again, talking about Hashem choosing us and giving us the Torah. So once again, the revelation component. structured the same way, one and the other, like Vibracha Samocha L'Chaverta. Then afterwards, Emes Ve'amuna, talking about redemption again, the same as Emes V'yatziv. And then finally, there's a seventh bracha, a second one after the Shema of the Uvashach Lecha, the evening Shema, and that's the Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is talking about protection in the nighttime and from dangers that might beset us and troubles that might befall us, and that's something that's special just to the nighttime as opposed to the daytime, because that's when we're much more exposed to danger, etc. And therefore, that's a total of seven. The structure of the first three in the morning, let's call them, parallel the three in the evening, one to one, and there's a seventh at the end of Hashkivenu, which is unique just to the evening. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, well, I'll say the Pshat according to the Bar Tanura and the rest of the Mishnah here, the next part of the Mishnah observes that Achas Aruka v'Achas Katsara. In the brachas, let's say, of the morning Kriya Shema that come before Kriya Shema, there are two brachas. One is Aruka, one is long, and one is Katsara, one is short. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, Aruka, an Aruch bracha, an extended bracha, is one that has Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning, and again Baruch Atah at the end, like Yotzer HaMoros. The second bracha, Avarava, doesn't have a starting with Baruch Atah, it just ends Baruch Atah. And therefore, the first one's called an Aruka, an extended, and the second one, the Avarava, is considered just a Katsara, a shortened one. That's what the Mishnah is pointing out here. And then, that's a din. Now, the next line of the Mishnah is going to tell us, in general, the rules regarding brachos, and it says, Makam Shamr Laharich, where Chazal said, where the rabbi said, one should make a Aruch, an extended bracha, one that starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch, like for example, Yotzer HaMoros, Einu Rashai LeKatzer, you can't cut it short and chop off one of the brachas. LeKatzer, if they say it must be a short bracha with just one Baruch Atah, Einu Rashai LeHarech, you can't make two Baruchs, one at the beginning and one at the end, like Avraham, for example. Now, it goes on to say, Lachtom, where the rabbi said one must make a chasima, a sealing of the bracha with a baruch atah at the end, en reshai shelo lachtom, you have no permission, you're not allowed to not end it with a baruch atah, and shelo lachtom, where they said one shouldn't end with baruch atah, then en reshai lachtom, you can't end with a baruch atah, you can't end a second one. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now, if you think about the Mishnah, the way I explained according to the Bar Tanura, something's not exactly adding up. What's the difference between being marach or not and being chotem and not? Making an extended one or not, and making a chasima, a conclusion or not. And the answer is that the first part, when we're talking about making an extension, an aruch or not laharich, is talking about adding the baruch to the first part of the bracha, and the chasima, the ending, the second part, or not, is talking about adding the baruch to the end of the bracha. So it comes out then, the brachas that are ktsaros, for example, you make a brei pri agafen, you only say baruch atah once, or show you. So those are Katsaros, and you can't add at the end. Other brachas are rukos, long brachas, like for example, Yotzer HaMoros, Amar Rav Aravim, those you may not shorten or cut out one of the brachas, both need to be there.